Just a Tibor. Just like to say, I had my nights, many nights and nights there in Shiva, although more in the old base matters. But in recent years, I haven't been here that often at night. And Baruch Hashem, it's both heartwarming and inspiring to see and hear the Kol Torah, this full base medrash, already for not just last 10 minutes. And everyone should be mischazek, halvai weiter. We as Klal Yisrael have characteristics that distinguish us from the rest of the nations of the world and define us. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, the Vayin Tes, Shloisha Simanim Yesh B'Umazu. There are three positive features of the Jewish people, which are crucial. They set us apart. They're so crucial, the Gemara says, that the Gemara talks about the Givonim in that context, we try not to take Gerim from people who don't exhibit some measure of these Midos. What are the Midos? So two of them, we understand, we appreciate. Rachmanim Ben Lechasotim. We fully understand why it's a fundamental to a Jew to perform chesed, to be merciful. But there's a third trait in that statement everyone's probably familiar with, and right in the middle, that Klal Yisrael Rachmanim Baishanim V'goyim Lechasotim. The Klal Yisrael, a Jew has a mitzvah of shame. So it's striking. What's so important about the mitzvah of shame, to the point that it's a fundamental trait of the Klal Yisrael, it helps define who Jewish people are. Why is it so important to be the ability to embarrass, to be shamed, to have shame? You know, I think nowadays it's not in. You know, in the contemporary culture, people emphasize that people shouldn't have any shame, no shame with the way people are, who people shame, people behave, no embarrassed what people say, nothing's private. You know, you drive around, you see towns, you see signs, this town is stigma-free, nothing shameful. So that's not the meat of Klal Yisrael. Midah of Klal Yisrael is we have to be Baishanim. But what is that so crucial? So the beginning of the story lies in this parasha, and the Gemara Masechet Nedarim commenting on the pasuk in this parasha. Ma'ar Sinai, this parasha, in Parashat Yisro, the Torah describes the purpose of Ma'ar Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's revealing himself to Klal Yisrael, and we will experience the phenomenal once-in-a-lifetime event, once in the history of the world, about the Ma'amar Sinai. Kilamana soschem ba'olakim uvavur tia yoroso alpaneichem levilti secheto. So that you will have yiras shamayim on your face and you will not sin. Says the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. Some of this in Yevamos also. Tanya bavur tia yoroso alpaneichem zo busha. Levilti secheto malami cha busha mevilde yiraschit. Mikan omru simen yofi ba'odam shu baisha. What is Yiras Hashem al haponim? Where's the expression of Yira on face? It's the mitzvah of busha. The mitzvah of having shame. Someone has shame, comes to the Yiras Chait. Acherimum, call them mispayish, lomheru chayte. Someone who is embarrassed, won't sin easily. Umisha ein lo boshet poim beduish lo amdavos al arsinai. Someone who has no busha, it's a sim and muvah that he doesn't descend from, his ancestors are not arsinai. Well, Yira connected to Busha. So what's the connection Yira Shemayim Busha? Ma'ate Yira Sal Panechem, Yira Shemayim is Busha. There's some ultimate deep connection Yira Shemayim and Busha. What is it? So the truth is, if you look in the first and the Gemara, they explain in both ways. It could be, if you look in the Gemara, both are true. The Maral explains that, like the based on the Lashon Hara, the Busha leads to Yiras Shamayim. The Midah Busha leads to Yiras Shamayim. It's not a consequence of Yiras Shamayim, but it's at least Yiras Shamayim. How does Midah Busha lead to Yiras Shamayim? Because what the Midah Busha is, fundamentally, is as opposed to its opposite, the Midah of Azus, or Azpanim, is being willing and able to be influenced from something outside of him, to be aware and sensitive to others' perspective. Someone is an Azpanim, they don't care what anyone thinks, they don't care what says, nothing bothers them. They're just within themselves. So how do you have Yiras Shamayim? It has to be someone who it makes a difference to what other people think, makes a difference to what Gosh Baruch thinks. They're open to receiving from the outside, from receiving other perspectives. That is a midah of busha. It's a midah of being sensitive to things outside of them, to perspectives outside of them. And that midah can allow for Yirat Shamayim. But the lashon of the Gemara sounds, well, it sounds like that's true also, the busha midah liyiras chait. The lashon of the Gemara says, again, yiras o apneichem zo busha. Sounds like busha does not only lead to Yirat Shamayim, but busha is a reflection of Yirat Shamayim. That's what the Rush writes earlier in the Gemara in Darim. The Rush writes that kol hayare misbayesh. That if someone is a true Yirat Shamayim, they will have busha. Busha reflects Yirat Shamayim. Yirat leads to busha. So how does Yirat Shamayim lead to busha? How does it lead to shame? So I guess on this most basic level, if someone has an intense, the more intense a person's Yirat Shamayim is, the more aware they are of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, so they'll be more embarrassed. The same way, if your friend's around, if your bayim around, if anyone's around, people who you care about are around, you're more circumscribed in terms of your activities, you're embarrassed to do certain things, so if you're very aware of Shisa Hashem Negdi Samek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always watching you, so you're going to be ashamed to act inappropriately. So that's true. It's definitely true. That's definitely part of the story. That doesn't fully explain why Yirah leads the midah busha. That means someone who has midah busha will be misbayesh when he because Yirah Shamayim. I think there's more here, perhaps, because there's another question to be asked. What does it all have to do with Maamar Sinai? Because it's true, Maamar Sinai was, you know, well, once, as we said, it was never happened before, never will happen again. But there was Gilui Shechina, there was a lot of Gilui Shechina beforehand. Mashal Rosh Shuv Chayam, Mashal Rosh Shechem L'Rosh, Chesed Buzi B'Yamav, that Zekel and Veyu, the Gilui Shechina Kriyas Yamsuf was pretty overwhelming, pretty amazing. They had all the Makos and Mitzrayim, Nisim and the Flows, Manteida, Kini Hashem B'Kev Aretz, V'chule. But none of that was what led to Manteida Yiras HaPneichem. Something of Maamar Sinai, That's the cause for Yiras Hashem Malapan. That's the cause for busha. Another question. Maamar Sinai is going to leave Klal Yisrael the midah of shame. Really? What does it say about Maamar Sinai? Attempt to leave Mamlechas Kohanim Goy Kodesh. You know what comes out of Maamar Sinai? Malchus. We're Mamlechas Kohanim. Chazal teach us, tomorrow on Shabbos, which is alluded to in Parash Kisisa, that Klal Yisrael came away from our scene with ksarim, with crowns, and the very same pasuk, the very phrase right before, Lamanti Yerasol Panechem, is Ki Lavur Nasos Eschem Boelokim, which doesn't mean to test, it means to elevate. So the pasuk can say, Maamar Sinai makes us, elevate us. They made us, Mamlechas Kohanim, Goy Kodosh, crowns on our heads. It doesn't seem to shtim so, or it doesn't seem to be clearly reconciled with walking away with a midah of shame, or a midah of pride, a midah of gadlus, a midah of malchus. And the same time, the same pasuk says you're going to be elevated and you're going to have busha. So how does that go together? So perhaps the understanding is we have to understand what this midah, what leads to shame, what leads to embarrassment. And the positive nature of midah busha. When I feel ashamed of something, why do I feel ashamed? An animal doesn't have shame. Sometimes the human beings in Ebach don't have shame. You know, and they're pitiful. You know, they'll do anything. They have nothing. They have no dignity. When a person feels busha, it's because I feel busha, because I have a sense of self-worth, a sense of dignity. I have a certain expectation because of that of how I should behave. And when I do things that are beneath my dignity, when I don't live up to what I think I'm what's appropriate for me, what I expect of myself, I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. Even though people don't see it, I'm embarrassed. So I'm ashamed of what I do. It comes from the fact, that, again, that I have dignity. I have expectation. I have an assessment of myself that I'm better than this, than this behavior. And because of that, when I don't behave a certain way, there's busha. So if other people know about it, it highlights it, I feel more busha. But it's embarrassing because I'm better than that. I should do better than that, I can do better than that, I am better than that. Klal Yisrael, we are Banim L'Makom. because we're banan makom, we should, and according to what the Gemara Yavama is telling, we naturally do have a heightened sensitivity to what we should be, to an elevated spiritual state. And we have a midabusha, because our neshamas know, we know, our neshamas feel that when we don't, when we don't always live up to that, and we don't behave the way we should, and we're not appropriate, so it feels wrong. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing because we're great, because we feel we're great, we feel we can be great, we should be great. So when we're not, there's busha. We didn't have busha. That would reflect the fact that we have no dignity. Perhaps that's what the Pshat in the Gemara Maseches Bracha. The Gemara Bracha says that Kol Achoyte Misbayish Men Mochel Kol Venosef. So other perushim here, but the Gemara brings right from Shaul HaMelech, that Shaul HaMelech, when he went to the Balas Ov, so they call Shmuel Navi up, and he says to Shmuel Navi, you know, that Kosh Baruch Hu didn't answer me, and he doesn't mention answer me with Kohan. Why didn't he mention as Kohan? Because he was embarrassed. Because he didn't answer Kohanim, because he had wiped out almost all the Kohanim. And he said, no, so he didn't want to mention it to Shmuel. Did Shmuel know? Shmuel not know, but he didn't want to mention it. He was embarrassed. So and then Shmuel says, Machar, your imi bin mechitzasi, your nimcha. So why is being embarrassed? Okay, why does that lead to mechila? So perhaps part of the story is, because what's tshuva? What tshuva is essentially a making oneself such, saying and acting and making oneself and having the perspective that wasn't me. I'm better than that. Yeah, I did all those things, but I'm a different person. I'm not like that. You know, and that's ultimately, that should lead to busha. A real deep-seated busha means a person really feels that I'm above that. That's Shaul Melech killed Kohan for me. Yeah, he did it, but he's so embarrassed by it because it's not him. It's not who he is. It's not what he way he perceives himself. He's better than that. He's in something else. He's in a different place than that. It's not. It's totally not where he should be. Not where he feels he is. Meila, that he can get mechila for that. So specifically, Maamar Sinai. What happened to Maamar Sinai? It wasn't just the Gilei Shechina. What happened to Maamar Sinai? We got the Torah. Maamar Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates us. Maamar Sinai. How did he elevate us? He made us Malach Haskwan Ve'Kosh. Meaning to say, we have a connected to the Bar Yoylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. We had an awesome revelation, which created a deep sense of Yerushalayim, and together with that, a responsibility and opportunity to be a Mamlech HaSkohan and V'Goy Kadosh. Mamlech HaSkohan and V'Goy Kadosh. So then we have to be extra. We're very sensitive to doing the right thing. That means there's something great we should be. So then it carries with the sense of shame when we don't do it. But then the sense of shame, the sense of busha that comes with not doing the right thing is going to be very... It's going to be heightened. It's going to be strong. Dafka, because we're Malach HaSkohan V'Kadosh. That gives a sense of busha to not be what we should be. If we weren't so important, if we didn't have the sense of how the Godless HaBoyrei and how we can be connected to the Boyrei, the real sense of Yerushalayim, we wouldn't have so much busha. Because we do, then the sense of busha can be, once again, can be very strong. Now this... What's the consequence? What does the pasuk tell us? What does the Gemara tell us based on the pasuk? Lati yiras Hashem apneichem levilti sechato. The mita busha can keep us away from chait. Again, mita busha used in a positive way. The goal is not for a person to feel so humiliated and embarrassed that they give up. The goal is sakeret. The goal is for a person to feel a sense of shame at times, a sense of the capability of shame, and therefore to. Through that, to distance himself from what will lead to that, to be embarrassed. You don't do things that are embarrassing. You try not to. And if we have that sense of busha, then we will be better and we will improve in our, you know, and stay away from chait. I think half a minute to mention, I think that's part of the whole story of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is going to Eishes Potiphar and he says, V'chotasi le'lokim. See, he knows full well beforehand that the consequence of what he's doing. He understands the concept of Schar V'Oinesh. So what happens? He goes into Eish Potifar, L'Asum Lachto, L'Marsa Sechasota, and he gets his vision. According to some Farshim, he brought it upon himself, brought it up himself, Dus Nigmashal Aviv, And he says, you're not going to be, you know, in the, you're not going to be one of the, your stone won't be in the Eifel. So he's made a cheshbon, no, it's not Kadai. So probably not, and up to now, he didn't know he was going to be punished for it. Nuvachadasi Elokim. Story was, Yosef, he had a sense of who he was. Yaakov saw his father, and he saw, like, where he was one of that's who he was. He's one of the shit they got. He's going to lose everything. That's not him. He was so humiliated to do something like, for somebody else to go and engage in this activity, it's too humiliating. That was able, he was able to overcome the Yetzirah with that. Perhaps that's the chat in the story with Yosef Atzayim. So I think this goal of focusing on busha and engendering busha in a positive way as a means of avoiding chait, a means of vilksei chato, I think there's two aspects of this that we can focus on. One is more general, one's more particular and specific. More generally speaking, if we are Banu Makom, we are Melechas Kohen of Goy Kadosh, then we should be embarrassed not to be that way. Which means there's certain general modes of behavior or modes of approaches to life that are going the opposite direction, antithetical to what Melechas Kohen of Goy Kadosh should be like. And they should not just be, then acting in such a way isn't a question of right or wrong, isn't a question of us or mutter. It's mutter, so that's not the question. The question is, these things, we have to engender in ourselves a sense that these are just low. They're beneath our dignity. Let's talk about two things. We've spoken about these things before, sometimes Tamidim, but one is emes. It's again, if we're Banu Makom, so emes should be de rigueur. That's the way, that's a proper way to behave. To lie, to cheat, to fabricate documents, to make up. That's before the question is mutter is usr. Sometimes mutter is shakar. It's true. It's a question. It's low. It should be shameful. It's shameful that to be involved in shakar and chazav. That's not the stira to amitah shel kadosh baruch hu. And someone who is and we should approach in the sense of ooh, that's beneath us. That's embarrassing. It's a shameful thing to do. Okay. And if we have to do it in a certain situation for whatever reason, so never. Sometimes you have to do things that are not ideal. But the question of whether you're cheating on something, the question of whether you're going to lie in a certain context, is not a question of whoa, what's the din? Look on Shulchan Aruch. That's not all it is. There should be busha to do that. We should busha ourselves. Talk about another thing briefly, and that is a topic that I guess not everyone like talk about or hear about, and that's materialism. As Phil Sharm talks about, the opposite of ruchnius is chumrius. The opposite of being davik to Kadosh Baruch Hu is being focused and being involved in overly involved, excessively involved in olamazen gufanios. Obviously, we have a guf. Obviously, we need to provide for it. And we need, and to varying degrees, everyone in their own way needs comfort, and they need yuchzei nefesh, and they can, you know, and the that's normal, that's fine. But the excesses in our society, I think we all know about, and it's one thing that they exist. It's another thing that no one's embarrassed about them. It's another thing that they feel pride themselves in it. Like this is a at least person wants. It shouldn't be. It should not be for someone who's a Melechas Kohen of Goy Kadosh. It shouldn't be a matter of pride. It should be a matter of okay, this is what we're doing. But a very quick story. I have a friend who's I think he's relatively well off. He's a very Koveya Itim Bekfiyas Gadol morning night very special Jew. He told me he would always would like to drive a Tesla. I guess he wants to drive it, but he would never buy a Tesla. I think he can afford it, but he would never buy it. I think because he lives comfortably, but not in any way showing. I think he would think he could afford it. He says he entered a raffle because of one raffle in some community where the winner raffle gets a Tesla. So he says, if you win the raffle, you get a Tesla and put on the license plate, I won this. Because he'd be embarrassed to buy a Tesla. Like, he'd like to, but come on, that's not That's excessive. Okay, if you want the roof, you can put the label he wanted. That's a certain sense of that, of the what's appropriate and what should be. We should be somewhat, you know, it's so distant. Mechas going cutter shows whether it's not talking about Asr and Mutter. We're talking about we should have a little bit of sense of shame in these nyan. And I think I'm at my time, but I just add one more point. Bez Hashem. I'm talking on a personal level. So on a personal level, everyone has their own struggles. And the teva olam is that people don't grow evenly. So there's some areas where people might excel and be growing well in one area and they struggle in some other area. And it seems a little bit incongruous. That someone's a Ben Torah and is steiging an Eitzeder and has trouble with this issue, that issue, it's been on the Makom, on the Chaveiro. So perhaps a tool that can be used in some context is this tool, is inkling a positive sense of Busha. That say to yourself, say the Yitzhar really, that, you know, I'm better than that. For me, for a Ben Torah, for someone who, you know, I can do better than that. That's beneath me. And then, of course, the Yitzhar has to be fought in all the different ways. But then the koach of feeling that it's not right, it's beneath my dignity to do these kinds of things. There's a certain busha, shame, doing these kind of things. Can we mechazik ourselves? And we can use this koach of busha if we use it properly, if we understand that we try inculcating strength of Yirat Shamayim, and stand to that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from us what we're capable of, what we really are, the godliness that we really have, and that we can achieve, and that we really achieve. And then use that to propel ourselves onwards to stay away from things that we should find shameful, and then maybe we can get close to Madrigal Vilti Sechatov.